USA News, I'm Skip Kelly. Israel on Sunday said it killed a key Hamas commander responsible for the October 7 attacks that left hundreds of Israelis dead and scores of others abducted. This comes as Israel had vowed to free the remaining hostages still being held by Hamas and eliminate the militant group around the world, even if it takes years. Additionally, new airstrikes are hitting Gaza, with Israel calling it a fighting zone and telling residents to evacuate immediately. The UN estimates that nearly 80% of the population in Gaza has been internally displaced, having already had to leave their homes. The New York Police Department says a New York man stabbed four of his family members to death and injured two officers before he was shot and killed. Dave Collins has more.
Police officers in Queens were dispatched to a multifamily home around 5 Sunday morning. Police say upon the officer's arrival, the suspect was seen attempting to vacate the premises with luggage, and he stabbed one cop in the head and another one in the neck. A 30-year veteran of the police force shot and killed the suspect. I'm Dave Collins.
A former gang member and FBI informant currently incarcerated was charged with attempted murder for stabbing ex-Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin 22 times at a federal prison in Arizona. John Terzak, serving a 30-year sentence for crimes related to the Mexican Mafia gang, admitted to planning the attack for about a month due to Chauvin's high-profile status as a convicted murderer of George Floyd. Terzak expressed the intention to kill Chauvin had correctional officers not intervened promptly. U.S. food safety officials are urging consumers not to eat certain cantaloupe products due to the risk of illness as they investigate a worsening outbreak of salmonella infections. This includes some fruit cups as well. The number of reported infections has nearly tripled in the 2 weeks since the Food and Drug Administration and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention announced the outbreak, which appears to be linked to Malachita or Rudy brand cantaloupes. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive burger perfection flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
New York Congressman George Santos has been removed from office. Laura Winters has the details.
To Capitol Hill now, if you go to the Longworth House office building and look for the office of George Santos, you will not find him in the directory. His nameplate is gone, the office door is locked, and his congressional website down. Replacements lining up for the special election to fill the vacancy for New York's 3rd Congressional District. Republicans have more than a dozen people to choose from. Democrats seem to be eyeing three people. Santos expelled Friday after an ethics report on his conduct that accused him of using campaign donations for his own use. He is the 6th member in the chamber's history to be ousted by colleagues in a 311-114 vote.
Retailers are anticipating a quieter season at the cash registers this holiday. Best Buy, Lowe's, and Kohl's have reported sales declines in their recent quarters and anticipate a decrease in holiday sales compared to the previous year. Best Buy CEO Corey Barry mentioned the company is ready for a customer base that is highly focused on finding deals. On Thursday, the Philadelphia City Council approved a bill prohibiting the use of ski masks in parks, schools, public transit, or other city-owned buildings. Advocates argue that this measure will aid law enforcement in solving crimes, but civil rights advocates fear it could unfairly criminalize people of color. The bill, passed by a 13-2 vote, imposes a $250 fine for each offense, escalating to $2,000 if a mask is worn during the commission of a crime. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.